Your name and your title first, please, Emerson.
Emerson Nafziger, Extension Agronomist, University of Illinois.
In the April 10th edition of the Bulletin online at ipm.uiuc.edu/bulletin, you authored an article titled Corn Planting Date Revisited, and you used 4 years' worth of data. Tell me about it.
We started this study to update what we had done almost 20 years ago now, and these aren't very easy or fun studies to do, but we established different corn planting dates at 6 locations in Illinois at all of our research centers. And we tried to stretch dates from as early as we could plant in April to basically the end of May. And we've done that now for the last 4 years. Within each of those planting dates, then we established different plant populations so that we could have an idea, first of all, how to make replant decisions. In order to make replant decisions, you have to know what the early planted stand will produce, and then you have to know what it might produce if you have a later planted stand at a higher population. And knowing that difference is pretty critical to knowing whether or not it will pay to replant. Many replant decisions are relatively easy. In fact, we may have some this year of that planted in March that might be dead by now or else really beat up. But sometimes they aren't. And being faced, say, the end of May, should I replant this 20,000 plants that I've got here or shouldn't I? And that's where it becomes a lot more difficult. One of the real advantages to planting early, of course, that I always mention is that replanting, if it has to be done, can be done at a pretty good time. And we kind of smile at that a little bit, but it is a real advantage. And compared to what we might have had years ago when our first planting was early May, and then we're trying to decide at the end of May whether to replant, now we can often decide even in late April whether we need to replant. But back to planting date for 2009. One of the things we found over these last 4 years, that the last year, 2008, was so unusual that we actually had to make a decision whether to use that data in terms of bettering our prediction of what will happen when we plant late, say in 2009. That's kind of a difficult thing because 2008 sort of went against everything that we thought, at least not that we thought could happen, but that we thought would happen. And in 2008, we had one location in southern Illinois where the later we planted, the higher the yield was, right up into early June. Well, that's not something that's on the books very often. And so the whole idea here is to get a good prediction, and you have to decide whether you're going to include data like that or not. So we tried to finesse that a little bit and included our location in western Illinois in the central Illinois zone that also had a fairly flat response to planting date in 2008. It yielded about 200 planted the first week of April and about 200 planted the last week of May. And so these are the kinds of things that, you know, just tell us what the possibilities are. And when it comes to 2009, I guess about all we can say is that 2008 was very likely a fluke, that planting late in 2009 is more likely to reduce yields than it is to increase yields, and we'll go proceeding on that basis. So what do the data that we're willing to accept then and put into the average, what do they tell us? Well, northern and southern Illinois had a very uniform response to planting delays. Central Illinois, because of the reasons I mentioned with sort of an odd year last year, got skewed a little so that late planting doesn't look nearly as or quite as damaging. Late planting doesn't look quite as damaging in central Illinois as in northern and southern Illinois. But in a general sense, the last 10 days of April, we lose about a half bushel per day. The first 10 days of May, we lose about a bushel per day. The second 10 days in May, we lose about a bushel and a half per day. And for the last 10 days of May, we lose about 2 bushels per day, just as an average of what we've seen in the past. Those numbers are a little bit different than the older numbers we had, simply because our yields are at so much higher level. Our average yield for these 4 years in northern Illinois with the higher populations has been well over 200 bushels per acre. And so we've traditionally put this on a percentage basis because it makes it easier to combine data over years. But we probably need to be really careful with that because percentage doesn't pay the bill, bushels does. And I don't think there's any sense of additional alarm. I think we've worked ourselves into a state of believing that anything planted after May 1 is, you know, really destined for some low yields or that the yields can't be high. Last year told us that yields can be high if planted after May 1. More than half of our corn was, and we still had high yields. And we'd certainly much rather be sitting here looking at a good start to planting by the middle of April. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. It's not going to be the case in 2009 any more than it was in 2008. And so with our expectation that things won't be as favorable in 2009 as they were in 2008 with delays in planting, I guess we just need to be ready to go when it's fit to go. In most of Illinois today, it's not really fit to plant yet. And I think people need to be very careful about when we kind of push that panic button and say it's now or never. We've got to get out there and plant around the wet spots and do things that, you know, are best done probably about the last half of May when it looks like it's plant now or never plant. We're still in the middle of April. We're still in a favorable time to plant. In fact, we're just entering the most favorable time to plant, which is second, third weeks of April. And in the last week of April isn't too bad either. So we're just getting into that now. And at this point, it's not a good idea to try to mud corn in. One of the questions that's come up is people that wanted to strip till last fall, should they go ahead and try to strip till this spring before they plant? And I just had a conversation about that this morning. One of the big problems with strip tilling in the spring is that the soil's usually not dry enough to do it well. And so people may be taking off the mole knife and just kind of scratching the surface a little, trying to get some there that will warm up a little bit more. I guess it's always a judgment call. If there's not going to be any other tillage done and it's corn after corn and just going out there with a planter moving trash aside may not quite do it, then you may need to look at strip till as sort of a trash moving, row making operation. But let's probably not pretend that it's tillage because we probably don't want to be going 6 or 7 inches deep in soils that are pretty marginally wet. Many people feel that they could go strip till and then let it dry out a little bit, come back, say, a week later, and then plant into it. That might be okay if you could do that, say, the last week of March or the first week of April, and it was actually in good shape to do it. But if it's the last week of April or the first week of May, we probably need to have our priorities shift towards getting it planted and not worrying too much about making a strip that will warm up faster.
Soil fertility specialist Fabian Fernandez has reminded us that nitrogen application needs to be separated from the corn seed either by space or time or both, and that the space meant you really needed to put on in an angle as opposed to width row. I think farmers are, because of strip till and some other things, have tended in recent years at least to use to go with the row, and probably should be reminded of that again. And they'll be pushed at this point to go ahead and plant as opposed to putting anhydrous on or nitrogen forms on and then coming back with some form of nitrogen, whether that be side dress or over the top. Is that okay? And does the work that you looked at as an agronomist say it's all right?
We don't see, certainly this is true in central and southern Illinois, and in most years in northern Illinois, we do not see very much benefit from placing nitrogen near the seed. In other words, a starter effect. Now, some people firmly believe in that, and they say, well, their corn always grows better. They feel they get higher yields, and they're probably going to want to continue to do that. On the other hand, many planters simply aren't equipped to do that. This situation has changed a little bit with the auto steer and some of the options that we have today. It's possible, as I've said, to side dress today even before you plant, just keeping your nitrogen between where the rows are going to be. That's probably a safe way to do it, and that's probably a good way to do it. I've never been a big fan of going at an angle, only because while you aren't perhaps running your row of corn right down where the anhydrous track went, you're going through it on a regular basis as you go down the row. And if there is going to be damage from that, you're certainly not avoiding it by doing that. We've seen a few cases where that the damage goes kind of bumping down the row where it crosses the anhydrous track. That also makes it difficult to maintain uniformity of planting depth if you have this sort of minor tillage operation that goes at angles. Certainly, if I don't have nitrogen on today, I want to wait until I have planted or go out with auto steer and RTK and put it on between where the rows are going to be, rather than to try to put it on in sort of as a general pre-plant operation, if it's anhydrous ammonia. If it's UAN or urea, then that makes less of a difference, and we just want to make sure to protect those forms when we put them on.
Back to planting date then, and impact or changes that have happened, I suppose. What is it over the past 15 years, and maybe go back to 19, I guess the last really big crop would have been 1994. I mean, there are lots of them in the intervening time, but from 94 until today, what is it that has changed that's made the difference between the old adage, which was probably May 19 or May 15 thereabouts, after that we started to lose real yield, and today we start to lose yield even as early as April or the last week or 10 days of April?
Yes, our optimums that we calculated that are in the article last week are around the middle, the 15th to the 20th of April. I think the biggest difference has probably been that we don't have some of the negatives to early planting that we had at that time. And you remember a time when we worried a lot. Well, can we put it in the soil in the 10th of April? Will it be okay? Will the seed come up? Will we be able to control weeds? Will we get insects? You know, we've taken steps, some sound and some maybe not so sound, to reduce most of those problems so that all the seed now is bred and produced for best vigor possible. We use a lot of seed treatments, including insecticide, and we don't have the issues with tillage for weed control or other methods of weed control that we might have thought were important at one time. It's kind of difficult to assume if you plant April the 10th that you can rotary hoe, for example, especially in a high residue situation. So that whole situation has changed a great deal. I think seed quality is almost as good as it can get. The genetics for emergence have been selected very well. And so we've really put behind us most of those problems that we would have seen as major detriments at one time. I don't really even have a list of the disadvantages for early planting anymore. We will occasionally seem to lose some yield from early planting that we can't explain very well. I think it has to do with cool temperatures after the crop is up, actually, not at the time we plant it. We don't use a soil thermometer very much. By the time we get to the middle of April, I generally say our expectation is that the soil temperatures will go up. And if it was fit to plant today and the soil temperature at the 2-inch depth is 46 or 7 degrees, I probably would go ahead and plant, with a big emphasis on the if it's fit, because this is still not a time, and I don't think during the month of April will we get to a time where it makes sense to go out and be going around the water holes and planting the high spots just to say we got it done.
Thanks, Emerson.
Yep.
Emerson Napsiger?
Yep.
Emerson Napsiger is an extension agronomist at the University of Illinois.
Good to be here, Todd.
Oh, thanks. Now I got to go back and say that again. I will do it later.